Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. Happy March! In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number, the forecast for March 2024. Before we get into the reading, just know this is, of course, a general forecast. If you would like a personalized reading, focusing on your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life path two, you all are likely going to be asked to take a deep dive this month. You're going to be working with the energy of the 13-4 and shark energy. So if we think about sharks, sharks spend a lot of their time in the depths of the ocean, right? Like down deep, down below the surface. And so a lot of times it's dark down there. And so you could be asked to deal with, you know, your deeper inner self, your inner psyche, your depths, right? The shadow side, the things that create fear for you, the irrational fears. Those could be coming to the surface this month to be dealt with, to, you know, be faced and transmuted or channeled into something productive and positive and healing for you. So it's likely that this could be a little bit of some kind of greater awakening for you, or some deeper awareness about self and your desires and what you want to pursue in life and how you want to move through life, etc. That maybe you've been suppressing to please others or to sort of fit into a certain, you know, societal expectation. I don't know. But there's something here about going deeper into self, into your own deepest, darkest desires. And what does that look like for you? And how can you incorporate that into how you move through the world? Because the shadow side of all of us, you know, is not bad. It's meant to be incorporated in some way, but in a healthy way. And so with shark energy coming through, it's likely that anything that's holding you back, any irrational fears, anything that you have created some kind of self-imposed prison with through your own storyline, that will likely come to the surface throughout March to be dealt with, to be acknowledged, to be recognized, and to be worked with. Now, I would say that through this greater awareness, right, and going deeper within self and kind of really honoring what it is that you want and what it is that you want to go for, even if it does sort of rock the boat a little bit, that can create, some kind of deeper awareness of self, some kind of spiritual awakening, so to speak. And that awakening or that awareness then often will create some kind of action. It will put us into, it will motivate us to take action towards those deeper desires. And so you could see that come in this month. Also, overcoming any fears of being misunderstood. I think that that's something that might come in as well, just because with sharks, they're so misunderstood. And so a lot of times they're penalized because of that misunderstanding. So you could see with connections and relationships that there's situations where that occurs, and you'll have to find ways to move through that and overcome, overcome that, right? And work with it. With the 13-4, there's definitely something here about release or transformation, some kind of massive change in some area of your life. Now, this is a general reading. So for some of you, it might not be relevant, but it might be that you have to hold space for somebody in your life that's moving through some kind of massive transformation. And how can you help them to move through that? How can you have that space for them and assist them and support them without trying to do it for them or dictate how it should be done? But the 13-4 definitely brings in some kind of massive transformation. It's a deeper shift that's needed for something better to come in. And so usually with 13-4 energy, it's gets to the root of where the crack in the foundation is, and it forces it to split, to crumble, so that we can rebuild, so that we can build something much more aligned with where we're at in our journey at this time. So wherever it is that something has been holding you back, you might find that through divine intervention or, you know, things out of your control, some kind of change or shift or release or transformation is sort of instigated at this time, comes in throughout March. Some kind of massive shift within your life that you'll have to really sit with and work through and rebuild something that's much more aligned, right? So pay attention to the people, the places, and the things that surface around this time. It could also be from early childhood. Things may resurface at this time to really truly be dealt with, to be worked through, so that you can move forward in a much more aligned, healthier space. So all of this is not, you know, none of this is punitive. This is all working to build that very solid foundation that's going to give you that sense of security and safety and structure. But in order to get there, we have to sort of bust through wherever it is that we are holding ourselves back. So very powerful energy coming in for you all twos. This could be a very sensitive month for you all, where you have to really, you know, move through your emotions, but really in a way that's effective in helping you to move forward, to move through and release the baggage that's holding you, keeping you stuck, so to speak. So big energy, big transformative energy for you all this month. Twos. I hope it's a great one. Bye for now.